we have on the phone one of the top people in all of Legal Shield and has been for a number of years now. And we've known this young man and his wife and his family and his children and his, I guess, his mom and dad and in-laws and ever since they came to business. And it's been an honor and a privilege to know them and get to know the family. And I will just tell you, and Trish is going to give you their accolades, but this is, you know, some of the classiest couples in all of Legal Shield right here. And if you ever wanted to have a good friend, I think this would be a couple to have as a good friend. You can, you know, one of those guys and gals you can trust with everything you got. You could have them to your house, not worry about anything. Have your kids stay at their house, and they'd probably learn more at their house than they would your house. So, Teresa, I don't know if you're excited. I'm excited.
We are. We've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks. When Mr. Self said he could squeeze this in his schedule, we were very excited. And we are talking about Mr. Darnell Self. And, you know, the fascinating thing about this gentleman is that he's extremely well-known in this world of Legal Shield. I mean, there have been times when he's walked on stage and there have been a standing ovation before he opened his mouth. I mean, that's not unusual. He is probably the most in-demand, most requested speaker and trainer and presenter, I think, in all the company. And that's because of what he's done and who he is. And, you know, he's...
And what he's become.
Yeah. I mean,
when he came here, I remember when he came here.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that's grown more than Mr. Self. And I want to tell you a little bit about some things that we're proud of about him that are not even really part of Legal Shield. I mean, everything's a part of Legal Shield because it's our family and where we all make our money to go do the things that we want to in life. And he's done many things. I mean, he is earning, you know, he's been recognized at the $900,000 a year mark. He's very close to the $1 million a year mark, which
is
exciting.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah.
I figured up last night if he's making $900,000 a year, and the average person, I've got the off the internet, the average person's salary in the United States, he earns in 1 year what it would take the average person 36 years to earn.
Oh, my gosh.
In 1 year.
Yeah. And that's because of what he does for people. I mean, he's developed 42 six-figure ring earners in his organization. I mean, that means he's helped 42 families earn over $100,000 a year. That is unbelievable. There's nobody close to that I know of. He is... he's done things way beyond just building a business. I mean, he gives back to the community. He gives back to the world. I mean, he and his partner, Mike Humes, started Fertile Ground, which is a nonprofit institution, and they have done so much for the villages in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. They have actually clothed and given food to entire villages, really just making a huge difference, not just here, but worldwide. He's been recognized on major TV networks, Fox, TVN, many of them. He's been highlighted in many publications like Inspire, Work From Home, Success From Home. And he was recognized by the National Black Chamber of Commerce as Entrepreneur of the Year. And, you know, that's in
competition. Which is their top award. I mean,
yeah,
there's no bigger award.
Yeah, in competition with every business owner and every type of business in all of North America. So it is an honor to be able to even say we know this gentleman and call him a friend. And his beautiful wife, Tracy, is an important part of his success, too. I don't want to leave her out because I know that they are partners in life and in business, just like Frank and I. And we think the world of Tracy as well. Miss Self is beautiful inside and out. And Mr. Self, we don't want to take up any more time.
No.
We want to turn it over to you so you can inspire and really empower our team.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for the invitation. Thank you for having me on the call. Certainly look forward to seeing everybody there in the North Charleston area in South Carolina this weekend. Excited about being back in South Carolina. And, of course, if anyone's on the line outside of that marketplace, the wonderful thing about our business is that you can simply invite people into that marketplace, and because we do work as a team, you have an opportunity to build a business in a marketplace that you don't reside in. And that's one of the things that was so attractive to me when I got started in the business. You know, it was the family atmosphere and the environment, and that was different for me. I came from a retail management background, and it was a little different there. It was cutthroat. It was commissions, and so, you know, everyone wanted to jump on the customer that walked through the door, and So there weren't many people willing to teach you their skills so that you could take their customers from them. And that environment exists in a lot of different industries where, you know, if I owned a restaurant, most people wouldn't teach me exactly what to do to become successful as a restaurateur because they wouldn't want me to take their customers. But here's an opportunity where people have an interest in helping you out. And really, and I should say this, because sometimes there is no financial interest or economic interest in helping people. I know plenty of folks who serve and give to others who they won't ever make a dollar off of, but it's in their heart to serve. And that's something that was extremely attractive to me. And so anyway, it's refreshing to be a part of a company like this and to be able to build relationships like we built with the Acoins. And we've spent personal time with them, my wife and I and our family. We're hanging out in the Cayman Islands together, and so we really have built a great friendship. And again, that's that, you know, something that money can't buy, but it's something that comes along with this business. As you earn more and more money, you know, that means that you've probably been around long enough to build some great relationships and friendships. So I just want to start the call off by saying thank you to the Acoins for your leadership, for your mentorship, and for all that you do to give back to this incredible organization and this company, just as examples of what it means to not just have success, but to have the character and integrity along with it. So it's just it's an honor to be a part of a company like this and to have relationships like we have with you all. Listen, tonight I just want to share a few minutes with you all, and you know, one thing I want to share is that, you know, our business is just an awesome business because we have an opportunity to do as much as we want or as little as we want. Isn't that amazing? Like, there's no thumb on us. You have an opportunity to go out and talk to as many people as you like today. You can hand out as many tools as you like today. You can send people, as many people as you want, to a website today. There was no one stopping you to say, hold on, that was, you know, you can't expose 8 people today. That's way too many. There's no one to stop you. And so because of the situation that I was in when I joined, and it was, you know, it was a tough situation financially. It was a tough situation that I was in when I joined Legal Shield, and so it had to work for me. I could not sit on my hands and wonder if, pray about it, but not act on it. And because that was my situation, I was in a situation where my house had just been, gone up for foreclosure the month before Legal Shield came into my life. My car was repossessed the month before I joined Legal Shield. So the month prior to Legal Shield was a tough month for me, you know, mentally, emotionally. It was tough. And so I really needed it to work. When it came along, most people don't even know. When it came along, I needed it. And there was a lot of skepticism around me because of my financial situation. My father said, look, you need to get a regular job. And I tried to get a job. And at that time, I couldn't find a job. I was willing to do whatever it took to support my family. I was willing to work at Costco's late at night to stock shelves. They called me overqualified, so they wouldn't hire me. I mean, you'd be amazed at all the jobs I was willing to work at. I didn't care. I needed to make some extra income. I was going to build the business while I worked part-time. And so many people think I left my job at the mall because I was having so much success with Legal Shield. I'd already left that job at the mall. It became very violent, and I could no longer work there. And I thought that I could easily find another job in retail. I mean, I'd worked in retail for a decade. I figured I could work at the Gap, Foot Locker, somewhere, but no one would hire me. And so I went on this this downward spiral financially, and Legal Shield came into my life. And again, I was hesitant only because I tried other home businesses and that made any money, but it impressed me to be a part of a company that I could offer a service that people couldn't get anywhere else and that I could empower them with a service. It could really save their lives in some situations, but certainly give them equal access to the justice system, and that resonated with me and my spirit, and it felt good. And so I went out, and we worked hard at the business. I won't pretend as if, you know, we gave it a little bit. I gave it a lot, and I sacrificed a lot. And you must ask me, you know, is it worth it? You know, because some of you are sacrificing right now. You're saying, look, how much will I have to sacrifice? How much do I have to give up? How many people will I have to talk to? I don't know, because people are the variable, right? And so we all have the same product, we have the same comp plan, all that's the same, but the people, that's the variable. It's, you know, we're the variable because we're people, and then the people we talk to, they're variables, because you just never know what's on their mind. and whether they really mean what they say. Because some people say, look, I'm serious, I'm ready to get started, I'm going to take this to the top, and then 1 week later you don't hear from them. And so that's the variable. You were dealing with people. You just never know what you're going to get. But I certainly played the numbers game. And we certainly went out and put as many tools as we could out into the marketplace. My sponsor was a tool guy, and so he taught me tools. And that's all I knew. He said, look, the person who gets the most tools out in the marketplace makes the most money. And then he taught me to follow up with the people that I got the tools to. And those are the things that we did. And so I'm not going to bore you to death, but what I will tell you is that there's some skills that you'll gain in this business. And there's some skills that you'll learn, and you'll learn how to master. And when you've mastered these skills, there's an incredible amount of money to be paid. But you have to learn. Look, if someone told you today, look, I need you to learn this. I need you to study this so that when someone says this, you can respond with that. So if someone says, I don't have time, I don't have money, I want to pray about it, let me talk to my spouse about it, I need you to learn how to handle all these objections. And then I need you to go out and get the objections to see if you're prepared to handle them. Because sometimes we read a certain thing or we listen to a conference call like this, but it's not until we act on it that we realize that, man, I've got a little bit more to learn. I've got to embrace the activity a little bit more so I can gain some activity knowledge. It's called progressive realization. And so what happens is that you don't even realize that you don't know until you've done some things that you've not done before, and then you've gained insight that, wow, I really don't know what I thought I knew because I read about it, I listened to the information, but now that I've acted on it, I realize I've got to go back and read some more and do some more, right? And so it's that process that makes you better. So I'm just asking that you not avoid the very thing that's going to allow you to become successful. So you try to avoid objections, try to avoid the no's, try to avoid ridicule. Those are things that are making you successful, but we try to avoid those things, not understanding they are a prerequisite for success. And so it's just always how we look at it. And I had to shift my mindset. I had to think differently. And I got so excited when I realized that, my gosh, anybody can do this. They just have to be willing to do it, willing to go through what you're going to have to go through and grow through. And when I realized that, I said, my gosh, there's nothing that's going to stop me, because I felt like my family was worth 1,000 no's. I felt like my family was worth the ridicule, right? So I didn't really care at that point. And I had to get to that point. I didn't join with that. I joined needing the opportunity. I joined wanting to make extra income. However, I was not at the point where I was willing to go all out. And I don't know why. I mean, you would think if someone, foreclosed on your house that you'd be at that point. Your car was repossessed. You'd think you'd be at that point. And so, yes, I wanted it. Yes, I desired it. And, yes, I was growing. I was stretching myself. But I was not at the point where I was all out massive action. I was not at the point where I was willing to talk to my kids' pediatrician, their orthodontist, my old classmates, our colleagues from college, the people I used to work with. I wasn't all out. I was only calling the people who I felt comfortable calling. I was only following up with a few people that I felt comfortable following up with. I was not uncomfortable enough to become successful. And I'm just asking that you become someone that you've never been before to attract something that you've never had before. That's all I'm asking of you. It's not a difficult thing when you think about what you have in the end. And if I told you that, look, if you go through 1,000 no's, you could make 10 grand a month. You never have to worry about making less again in your life. Would you go through the 1,000 no's? Well, some people say yes, but they get to 30 and they doubt. What if it doesn't exist at the 1,000? What if the pot of gold really isn't at the end of the rainbow? And people start doubting because the no's, you put them in a position where they start wondering and they start thinking and they stop doing. And so I had to hang around people that kept doing. And that's I don't know where I'd be today if I did not have great associations that kept me doing when others stopped doing. And did I have people quit along the way? Sure. People in leadership positions quit. People below me quit. People around me quit. And I just kept going because that's all I knew. All I knew. And the thing I love about where we are today, because and I know that Legal Shield will be a household name, right? And if you don't know that yet, hang on long enough, because the thing I do know is that this is the way that legal services will be delivered. I do know that, right? That legal service will be delivered in the way that we do here with Legal Shield. And if that's the case, why not be here on the front end? Now, I don't mean the front end of the company, because the company has been around for 40 years, but the front end of the industry. And I've been on a ride here with Legal Shield from about $160 or so million, which they were doing when I joined, to about $460 or so million. And that was my first ride, right? That was up until just this year. But now we're going on another ride. And that rise is going to take us from $460 million or so up to a few billion dollars at our first stop, because Mr. Alan Fernley, who is our president, has set a plan in place to take us from 1.4 million to 7 million customers. That's his first stop. And to go to, from 1.4 million current members, you know, customers, to 7 million members, we've got to grow five times the amount. So all of my family and friends who did not take the first ride, who do have the opportunity to take the second ride, will actually have a greater ride than I had on my first ride, because I'd rather ride to billions than to ride a few hundred million, which is what was my first ride. So all I'm saying is that you've got to get in the vehicle. But not only do you have to get in the vehicle, you've got to get in the driver's seat of your vehicle, right? Because being in the vehicle alone won't do it. You've got to get in the driver's seat and start making some turns and start learning the directions. Why? Because you're going to have other people that want to follow. And you've got to be able to tell them, look, don't worry, I've been there on that dead end. All you got to do is make a U-turn, then make a right, then make another left, and you're on the right path. You've got to be able to help direct people. We're going to need people to help us to direct all the folks who want to make a change in their lives. And that's all we're looking for. We're looking for people who want more out of their future, who see that this is a vehicle that can assist them with building a greater business. And look, all we do is promote events. That's all I've ever done. And I've learned as I've promoted events. I didn't join the person I am today. And I wish someone would have videotaped me in the beginning, but people didn't want to videotape me in the beginning. But just like some of you are in the beginning, and people don't want to videotape you. It's the same thing. But I wish someone would have, because people see me for the person I am today, but they don't know the person that I had to grow from. You see, and so all I did is promote events, because I realized that if I promoted events, people could go and they could grow, and they could grow while I was growing. Their success, I wasn't responsible for their success, except that I had to stay in line. Because if I stepped out of line, if I stopped going to the weekly briefings, if I stopped, talking to people about the business, then I was no longer relevant. I was no longer in the system. And if I stepped out of the system, I was afraid to miss a weekly briefing, afraid to miss a Super Saturday. I drove 3 hours, 4 hours, 10 hours to go to Super Saturday events. And I know people drive 10 hours to go to the big events. I drove 10 hours to go to a Super Saturday event like what's coming up in Charleston. That's what I did, because I realized if I stepped out of the system, then perhaps someone who was watching me, following me, whether it was only four or five people at the time, maybe they would stop. And if they stopped, man, what would happen to them and their futures? So I didn't stop. And because I didn't stop, Mike Humes kept going and ended up being a Millionaire Club member. And he introduced Lolita Harrison, and she kept going. And so she became a Millionaire Club member. And because she kept going, Carlo Brown kept going. He became a Millionaire Club member. And because he kept going, Kevin Mack kept going, and he became a Millionaire Club member. And because he kept going, Danny Couture kept going, and he became a millionaire. This is all just one line. And I just think to myself, what if I had stopped going to a weekly briefing? What Mike Humes, maybe he would have stopped, and Lolita Harrison, and so on, all the way down that lineage. And I think to myself, man, I'm glad I kept going. That's all. I appreciate the accolades that the coins gave me in the beginning of the call, but I'm not so naive enough to think that it was because I was so great. It was because I stayed in the system and continued to promote the system. I never let up, relentless about promoting the system. And so, like, the events coming up in Charleston, you know how many folks I have coming to Charleston from out of that area, people coming in from Charlotte, people coming in from Georgia? It's because I've never let up. You've got to be at the event. I know the big event in the international conference the very next week. So what? You've got to get as much of this as you can, because we're not talking about a little bit of money. We're talking about life-changing money. We're talking about the type of income that has you focus on other things besides money, because money doesn't mean the same thing anymore. It's like my family members that tell me, hey, it's always about the money, Darnell. No, it's not. It's always about the money for you, because I don't worry about money every day because I have it. You worry about money every day because you don't have it. So as long as you don't have it, you always think about money. But when you have it, you don't have to think about it anymore. So all I'm saying is that you've got to get out and get as much done as you can right now. We're at a perfect time and a perfect place. Legal Shield is putting some incredible drivers in place, and you'll see that in a week, that are going to help people, to give them more reason to go out and do the thing they should be doing anyway. But sometimes we just need more reasons to do it. I know we shouldn't have to have more reasons, but sometimes it's good to have a little carrot that we dangle to say, look, we've got a little bit more for you if you just do what it is that we've been asking you to do anyway. So we're excited about that, right? We're excited about the journey into our Dallas convention from Oklahoma, because we're putting some things in place from that event to Dallas that will continue to drive you to take your business to the next level. And then there'll be things in Dallas that will take the leadership to the next level. And that's what I'm really excited about, because I believe in feeding the giant. You know, you take care of the people at the top. You show me a company where their leadership is happy and their leadership is growing, and I'll show you a company that's going to be extremely successful. And so that'll be in Dallas. So we've just got an amazing rest of 2012 ahead of us. But guess what we have to do? We have to start doing the business, right? Not being involved in the business. That's the difference, right? Because you can join something and you're involved and you're happy to be there at the PTA meeting. You're happy to be there at whatever conference it is. But I want us to become active members, right? I want us to go out and do the things necessary. Your family deserves it. So promote, 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 right? And as you promote, because you're going to go to the things you're promoting, you're not going to just promote and not go, but guess what's going to happen? As you promote the things and go, you're going to pick up on skills, you're going to become more educated, you're going to become more motivated and inspired to do more, and that's what happened for me. It was very nerve-wracking for me to go out and talk to strangers. I love warm market, but strangers, cold market, I'm still stretching myself to do more of that. But that's okay, because I have people on my team that are great at it. They love it. They don't like talking to their family at all. They only want to talk to strangers. So because I promoted, though, they got to learn from people that were great at cold market, because I wasn't. So I couldn't teach them the thing I wasn't good at, but by promoting, they became better at the things that I was not good at. And all of a sudden, people gave me accolades like I was good at everything, but I wasn't. I've never been good at everything. Don't profess to be. However, because I promoted, people became better at things that I wasn't good at. You guys getting this? And that's the value of attending all of the events and getting your people out to the events, because if you hold them back, you hold yourself back. So let them go to the events. Let them become better than you, and watch how you ride a wave that you never thought was possible before. So, look, I'm excited for many of you. I know I'll see you all in Charleston this weekend. Looking forward to the Players Club event on Friday and fellowship. It's nothing like fellowship. You learn things by accident with fellowship. Some of the people I've been blessed to be around, like the late Paul J. Meyer, some of the things that I've learned from him, like space repetition, will never leave my mind. It's there forever, right? That's the real security, right? Not the money, but the things that are in my mind no one can take from me. And so those things came from fellowship, just being around the right people. And that's what you have an opportunity to do on that Friday, be around the right people, right? People who are forward-thinking. And forward doing. They're actually doing the activities as well. And then Saturday, you have an opportunity to learn from my mistakes and my success. I'm going to bring a list of mistakes, the things I did wrong on the way to $100,000 a year, so that you can avoid some of those same pitfalls, and the things I did right on the way to $100,000 a year, so you can just simply duplicate those things and not have to worry about trying to figure it out. Who wants to try to figure something out nowadays? No one. Not with today's information age, right? All you have to do is find out what people have done, do it, and you can become successful. And that's what we're going to talk about this weekend. So I'm excited for you all, looking forward to seeing you all achieve your goals and celebrate your goals with your family and your loved ones, and for the Acoins and to the Acoins. Again, we just appreciate you, my wife and I, more than we could ever say. Looking forward to spending some special time with you all this weekend, and I turn the call back over to you all.
Wow, thank you so much. You got so much in a little bit of time for everybody. Mr. Self, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you for your words of wisdom. I love your story. I mean, for everybody on the phone to know that you honestly started here where you, I mean, your house being your car being repossessed and your house going to foreclosure. You know, there's a lot of people that can relate to that. And I agree with you about, honestly, I mean, just pulling out all the stops and giving it all and really sticking in that high gear to make it all happen, it's paid off big time for you and your entire organization. And thank you for being the role model that you are, and thank you for being a great part, important part of the corporate marketing team.